Hello, hello, hello. What's up, you amazing, wonderful people? Hope you all are fine. Hi, मैं हूँ आपकी host Pratiksha More.
और मैं हूँ आपका host Pratik Parihar.
And we welcome you to the Sustainability 101 podcast.
Welcome you all.
Hey Pratik, what's up? How are you and where have you been all these days?
I've been doing great actually. It's been over a month. We haven't recorded anything and it's been pretty late actually, but here we are.
Yeah, quite a long time, man.
Yeah, tell me about it. I was caught up in a few projects, assisting professors and various other professionals, working as a research fellow and interning at an organization at the same time. That kept me pretty much occupied, man. But I was always feeling incomplete because my podcast was lagging a bit. During the last month, I learned the importance of time management and I feel I have basically upskilled myself in it. And as they say, the show must go on, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, how's it going for you, Pratiksha?
I'm doing great. I miss talking on this podcast. I'm doing really great. It's been a busy month because, you know, so many things happening in my life.
Whoa, what's happening? Are you dating or what?
Yeah, I wish, man. But no, I'm working with this amazing organization called Climate Collective and have no idea how many things are going on in the world until and unless I came here.
Wow, so tell me more about your organization.
So Climate Collective is a really wonderful organization. It's a non-profit organization and they support innovation and entrepreneurial talents of people to solve the myriad environmental challenges that we are facing. So they have these all programs, climate labs, climate incubation, climate acceleration, climate simulators, and many more programs are going right now. Climate Launchpad just finished up with this. Yeah, that's it from my side. What's up with you, man? I saw your LinkedIn profile looking quite active.
Yeah, I mean, I recently started an internship with CE, that is Center for Environment and Education. So I'm working on a project which is in support with UNICEF. And it's about, you know, strengthening the WASH activities, basically water, sanitation and hygiene activities for the Government School of South India.
Oh, nice. Wow, amazing. I think Srihari is also working with the same organization, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get started with our every time ritual. The Sustainability 101 podcast brings you new thought around the world. Yahan pe hum baat karenge how youth are interested in taking initiatives for bringing about the sustainability revolution with informations and insights from the world's most inspiring change makers.
The vision behind this podcast is to enable you to think sustainable and act responsibly. Wonderful. So let's dive into this thing.
Which topic are we going to discuss today? We already spoke about food, water, health and energy. And if no one has listened to this, it will all go to waste, you know?
Oh yeah, that reminds me. Let's talk about waste.
Yeah.
So this is such a waste of time, or the food is now a waste. We use these phrases in our daily life without giving any thought. Why do we call anything that's not useful waste? What is waste? Let us get into this one hell of a topic and let's make people think sustainable and act responsible with this podcast.
Oh, okay. Let's do a trash talking. Anyway, Pratik, what's happened when you buy a packet of Lays?
So I go home, I eat it, and I throw the wrapper in my dustbin.
Have you ever wondered what happens to that wrapper you threw?
Yeah, I know a few things about the waste cycle.
Okay, let's answer this later in the podcast.
Speaking about Lay's packet, what is the problem with single-use plastic?
Oh, they are still single. That is the biggest problem.
That's the best your brain can come up now, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, jokes apart, let me say. Plastics never disintegrate completely. They just break into minuscule pieces called microplastics.
Okay, and scientists say by 2050, there will be more plastic than fishes in the sea. Half of the plastic ever produced has been in the past 15 years and will only increase if we don't make changes today.
As of January 2020, over 120 countries have banned single-use plastic.
Globally, over 8.3 billion tons of plastic has been produced since 1950, and about 60% of that has ended up in landfill or in natural environment. India generates 9.46 million tons of plastic waste annually, of which 40% remains uncollected, 43% is used for packaging, and most of which is a single-use plastic.
Okay, is there a substitute for plastic when it comes to packaging perishable food products for a longer shelf life?
Yeah, brown paper bags with zip ties are a good plastic-free substitute for food packaging. Tin and glass are good alternatives too.
Yeah, right. Then there's also polylactic acid, PLA. It mimics plastic but is sustainable and biodegradable.
But Pratik, how can plastic like thing be biodegradable?
Great question. Okay, so it is derived from the renewable sources like sugarcane, tapioca, roots and cornstarch. Hence it is eco-friendly because it cannot be recycled. Because it can be recycled, it can be composted, and being non-toxic, it is biocompatible as well.
Okay, do you know we all have that friend who is addicted to chips, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Cadbury Dairy Milk? Also, do you remember that friend from college or school who always brought their lunchbox with them?
Yeah, they'll know who they are.
Yeah, they are hero.
So, food packaging is a major component of single-use plastic waste which is generated in our country. Most people don't realize that single-use food service products have been around since 1904.
Why were single-use food service packaging products invented if they are being a threat to environment?
It has been estimated that foodborne diseases from bacteria and viruses cause approximately 76 million illnesses, 325,000 hospitalizations, and 5,000 deaths in the United States each year. Hence, to stop the spread of contagious disease and to prevent foodborne diseases, their invention was done.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Single-use plastic, this is a big issue, especially for low-income countries who do not have an efficient waste management system to clean up their environment. And these are the main sources for global ocean pollution. Also, individuals who lack the motivation to recycle and instead leave their trash everywhere, they are also a threat to the ecosystem. So I can say that refusing food, packaged food, is an easy way to reduce your plastic footprint.
For avoiding single-use plastic, you can carry a sandwich, a paratha, some dry fruits, chat, or other homemade snacks to avoid munchings on chips or chocolate when hunger strikes. That keeps you and planet more healthy.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Like, cherish the local cuisine, say no to junk food. It has a devastating long impact on the environment, the local economy, and our health too. With its grab-and-go feature, the fast food outlets are our country's primary source of urban litter and play a significant hurdle to the local community's waste diversion goal.
Yeah, absolutely right, yeah.
Litter characterization studies across the country have recognized fast food restaurants as a primary source of urban litter. The foamed plastic, okay, which is used in fast food restaurants, it becomes a permanent fixture in an environment when it is littered. Easily traveling through gutters and storm drains, it eventually reaches the ocean. Indeed, plastic from urban runoff is the largest source of marine debris.
That's a major issue every country in the world facing.
Yeah.
Kal maine Instagram pe post dekha tha. In Project Zero Waste India karke ek page hai, bahut amazing page hai. I really love their content. So there I read about MLP. And tumhe pata hai kya kahan use hota hai MLP?
I haven't heard this term like earlier.
Okay, so let me tell you. Chips, toothpaste, chocolate, birthday wrapper, ketchup, sachet, inki MLP se packaging hoti hai.
Packaging? Oh, okay. So like it might stand for something like multi-layer packaging or what?
Yeah, you are partially correct. So MLP stands for multi-layer packaging, according to Plastic Waste Management Rule 2016. So basically any material used for packaging and having at least one layer of plastic as the main ingredient, and uske saath saath aur do teen layer hote hai, jaise ki paper, paper board, polymeric material, aluminium foil, etc., etc. And तूने कभी देखा है क्या चॉकलेट रैपर पे ऐसे सर्कल सर्कुलर और ट्रायंगल शेप में 7 लिखा होता है?
Yes, yes.
Means MLP is marked by the resin code 7. So मैंने पूछा था ना कि कहाँ जाता है फिर ये प्लास्टिक चिप्स रैपर after throwing into dustbin. So majority ये जो segregated unsegregated waste goes to landfills or sometimes used in a waste to energy plants to produce power. Isn't this really great?
Yeah, but you know this process is polluting nature, and in India, cement plants where MLP is used in small percentage as a substitute for the fuel.
Thinking about MLP, what happens with PET bottles then?
Okay, so PET is polyethylene tetraphthalate, which is commonly used in water bottles, soda, cosmetic bottles and soft drinks. And you know, every bottle is inscribed with a resin code that consists of number from 1 to 7 inside a triangle. जो ये कोड होता है, इट मींस दैट दिस प्रोडक्ट कैन गो टू रिसाइक्लिंग अप टू दैट पर्टिकुलर नंबर ऑफ टाइम्स।
ओह, अमेजिंग। या राइट। सो पेट बॉटल्स आर सेफ एंड इजी टू रिसाइकल एंड पेट बॉटल्स हैव 70% रिसाइक्लिंग रेट इन इंडिया। बट अगर देखा जाए तो 9 to 20% रिसाइक्लिंग रेट यूएस का है। सो इट्स अमेजिंग ना?
या टोटली। PET can be recycled into new bottles or containers without the loss in its quality, but it is not permitted or not allowed in India. Instead, in India, PET is commonly converted to make polyester fiber, which has a huge demand in textile industry in India as well as in Asia.
You know what? The jersey of Indian cricket team and H&M clothes are few examples of recycled material.
And don't forget blankets on Emirates flights too.
Oh yeah, and these are few amazing examples of material made from polyester fiber.
Exactly, and that's why recycling PET bottles is a booming industry in India. At local level, kabadiwalas, that is rag pickers, get decent prices from recyclers for handing them their PET bottles too.
But who are these rag pickers, Prateek?
Rag pickers are the people, the environmental guardians, who separate the mixed waste of paper, plastic, PET bottles, white papers, polyethylene, cardboard, e-waste, etc. from a mixed waste.
Oh my god, seems like a huge task for them. Kudos to them. Kudos to them. They do really amazing work.
Yeah, man. They separate the mixed waste and pack it for its further treatment like compressing, recycling, refusing, etc. And Pratiksha, now could you tell us where these recycling units can be found exactly?
Simple. So what you can do is just go on Google, type it companies or organization who's working for recycling. Let's say I'm from Navi Mumbai, so I went on a Google and search recycling paint bottles company nearby me, and there are really amazing companies which are working for recycling, and we'll talk about this in next podcast, right?
Yeah. So to help address plastic use and recyclability, many other companies have undertaken various practices to develop the next generation of packaging. They are implementing lightweight packaging. They are also using recycled PET plastic, recycled HDPE polymers to produce new packaging. Even some companies are increasing use of bioplastic to make more sustainable packaging.
Wow, bioplastic is amazing. In fact, I know a few companies which make amazing products like tables, chairs and different kind of furniture, etc. I'll share the details in the next part of this episode. And abhi jo hum mask and all pehante hain.
Right.
Pehante hain na? Yeah. First of all, please don't buy plastic masks. I know they are cheap. एंड अगर आपने लेके यूज करा हो तो प्लीज कट दोज टू हैंडल्स विच यू टाई इन योर ईयर्स एंड प्लीज प्लीज बिकॉज इफ दे आर चोकिंग मरीन फिशेस एंड बर्ड्स यू नो.
या मैन, लाइक आई एम ग्लैड यू मेंशनड दिस पॉइंट नाउ. यू नो व्हाट आई रिसेंटली केम अक्रॉस अ वीडियो ऑन इंस्टाग्राम वेयर आई मीन आई सॉ दैट like the mask handles got stuck in the wings of a bird, and the poor bird wasn't even able to fly, and that thing literally, yeah. and the bird literally fell down. Imagine how deeply are we impacting their lives for our selfish need.
Yeah, even I know, yaar. I can't see those kind of, you know, pictures. I am really devastating. Yeah, so what next?
Pratiksha, what is waste? Yeah. What is waste?
I don't know. Okay, yeah, tell me, please.
Yeah, I'll get into it. So, waste is defined as unwanted and unusable materials and is regarded as a substance which is of no use. The sources of waste can be broadly classified into four types: industrial, commercial, domestic, and agricultural.
But before that, let us first see about waste and how various kind of waste have different impact on our planet and life.
Waste can be classified into five types of waste, which is all commonly found around the house. This include liquid waste, solid rubbish, organic waste, recyclable rubbish, and hazardous waste. Liquid waste refers to all grease, oil, sludges, wash water, waste detergents, and dirty water that have been thrown away. They are hazardous and poisonous to our environment and are found in industry as well as households.
Okay.
Wastewater, as it is often called, in any waste that exists is in liquid form.
Correct. The second is solid waste. Solid waste is any garbage, sludge and refuse found in industrial and commercial locations. You know, there are five major types of solid rubbish are glasses, ceramics, plastic waste, paper rubbish and metals and tins.
Okay.
Tin cans. Yeah. Third one is recyclable waste. All discard items like metals, furniture, organic waste that can be recycled. Jinhe fir se recycle kar sakte hain, matlab. Fall under this category. But not all items are recyclable. So you have to be careful when putting things into the recycling. If you are not sure whether an item is recyclable or not, then check the item packaging first.
Yeah, good point, man. So coming to the fourth one, which is organic waste. So organic waste refers to rotten meat, garden and food waste. This type of rubbish is commonly found in homes. With time, they decompose and turn into manure by the action of microorganisms from them. But be careful, you should not dispose of them anywhere you like. When decomposing, organic waste produces methane. So it must not be thrown away with our regular waste. Instead, get a green bin and dispose of this type of waste properly. The last one is hazardous waste. Hazardous waste includes flammable, corrosive, toxic, and reactive materials. In a nutshell, these are waste that pose a significant or potential threat to our environment.
Yeah, they are really dangerous.
Yeah. So in conclusion, understanding the types of waste around you is critical to know how to deal with them. To reduce environmental pollution, you should take the right steps to dispose all these types of waste which we talked about today.
Wow, nice to know that brings us to the end of our today's episode.
Yeah, till then, hold your horses and sit tight for our next episode.
And in the next episode, we are going to talk about how the fashion industry is polluting our planet, about electronic waste, popularly known as e-waste. And we are going to share our personal experiences in relating to waste.
Absolutely. Not only this, we are also going to shed some light on country-wise waste statistics and on the relationship of waste and SDGs, which are the Sustainable Development Goals, and also about few wonderful startups and innovations which are happening around the world that have revolutionized the waste industry.
See you then. Have an amazing day and please don't litter anywhere. Please take care of your mask. Do not dispose anywhere. Please share this podcast with your loved ones. Let us know if you have any questions regarding the waste on our Instagram handle.
And we'll be more happy to help you guys. Our Instagram handle is underscore sustainability101 and LinkedIn is sustainability101 podcast. Because we all know that sharing is caring for the planet.
It's caring.
Yeah, and until then, think sustainable
and
act responsible. Bye.
Bye. Bye.